This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Welcome to Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at deliberatenoise.com/sci-fi. That is S-C-I-F-I. If you want to send some feedback, just really go to the website and just leave a comment there. Or you can send an email. It's Derek, D-E-R-E-K. At deliberatenoise.com, or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. There you go. I want to talk really quickly. It's not going to be, I guess this could be considered a full episode, because usually on the full episodes, I always try to put down what kind of sci-fi things I have planned to do. But it really hasn't changed since the last episode, so here you go. Anyway, I recently finished watching the latest episode, as of this recording, the latest episode of Continuum, and it was about a drug called Flash, which pretty much got you addicted to your memories. It was like an eye drop thing. You put it in your eyes and it takes you back to like your fondest memory. And that's part of the addiction. 'Cause once you get addicted to, you know, your fondest memory, you kind of get zoned out, you know, and they showed some of the people who were on it, and that's just what it were. They were just like zoned out because it's like they said you were like actually there. Which brings up a whole new question about, you know, addiction, because the way I understand it, the reason that addicts are addicts is because they're still chasing that first high. The first time they did something, it was so intense that they want to feel that again. At least that's what I understand it to be. I don't know. Anyway, but as I'm watching it, it occurred to me finally why I like the show so much. Now, it's a Canadian show. It comes on Showcase, but it also comes on Sci-Fi Channel here in the States, Monday nights, I believe. And it's not the type of show I would like because it deals with a lot of time travel. And if you're a new listener, go back to the archives on the website and you'll hear an episode. I think it was just called Why I Hate Time Travel Stories. So might have just been Why I Hate Time Travel. Anyway. But I like it because the parts with the future, they're pretty much isolated to memories, you know, and I don't have a problem with that. Because I've always wondered why, that was a Christmas episode of Doctor Who that really, bugged me about this. And I just don't understand why it is, they have memories change. Now, if you saw that Doctor Who, A Christmas Carol, I think is the one it was called, it dealt with Doctor Who changing this guy's past, and then all of a sudden he can remember things happening, but it didn't change his personality. It didn't change the way he was dressed. It didn't change the decor of his house. Well, let's face it, if you change somebody's past, you're going to change all this stuff. Or chances are you're going to change, or you're not maybe change all of it, but you're going to change something, you know? But I always thought it would actually be more like Back to the Future, where you keep your own memories of what happened before time was changed. Now, you can also say with Back to the Future, and with most time travel stories, they're not actually going back and forth through time, but actually to different dimensions where, not dimensions, different timelines, I'm sorry, where things have changed, you know, because there's an infinite number of timelines. That I do believe. I don't believe you can travel to them, but I do believe it. But anyway, I like the fact that she's keeping her memories, you know, so that we don't know, we as the viewer don't know if things are really going to be changed by the actions in the present. They kind of almost hint that things are changing, but they never really say it. So I'm really not sure. And also, like, one really big, this is just from a storytelling standpoint. I like the fact that, like, the four or five main characters that they have are all set on specific storylines rather than just being different facets of one storyline. You know, I mean, they're still different facets, but they're all on their own. They're not going to be constantly crossing over. They're going to be constantly crossing the streams. And I kind of like that, you know. And I'm really interested to see where they're going with the Liberate stuff. For those of you who don't know, it's Continuum is about, I suppose I should have said that before I got to a whole lot of detail about my feelings, but it's about law enforcement official in the future. They're called protectors there, who is overseeing a, pretty much a mass execution of a bunch of terrorists, and they end up triggering a time travel device to go back in time to make changes to the past to affect their present future, what will be the future, but is their technically their present. And along the way, this protector gets sent back with him, and she's trying to fight him. So she's hooked up with the local police force, and they're in a group called Liberate, and it's Liber, L-I-B-E-R, 8, Liberate. That's why if it sounds like I'm saying a little bit funny, that's exactly why. And I'm pretty sure season one is on Netflix if you have Netflix. If not, this may be a good reason to get Netflix, even if you don't keep it for very long. To me, it's really interesting, really cool. And it's easily probably the best science fiction stuff. Not science fiction stuff, but the best time travel stuff on TV, you know. Now, another thing about it, there's a show called Odyssey 5 that was on Showtime a few years ago. 10 years ago? 15? Something like that. Eesh, long time. They did a similar thing with, you know, memories of the future. But it was like what, 5 years into the future. And although they show glimpses of the future, it really wasn't treated like a memory. You know, it's like, this is what happened. And basically, they go about changing. That was a show about five people who somehow, and I can't even remember how now, ended up surviving the destruction of the world. They went back in time 5 years ago, and they're going to try to prevent it from happening again. Anyway, something real quick, because I noticed my house is filling up with smoke. I'm trying a new chicken wing recipe, and things seem to be going horribly awry. So please hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm still alive. The big problem is how it's just fat. They're baking, I'm baking chicken wings, and some of the fat is just all over the place. I don't know how to put it. Anyway, another show I wanted to talk about really quick is Orphan Black. It's on the BBC. It comes on after Doctor Who. I like this show. I'm really liking the fact that it's starting to get more into the sci-fi aspect of the show. Kind of getting not exactly away from the overall mystery, But for a while there, it was it was starting to get into this rut of the duplicates needing to help one another by pretending to be the another. And it was, I don't know, it was just really weird. But they've introduced the guy who looks like he's going to be the big bad. And it's just getting really good. I know some people, I have some friends who just can't get into it. I don't understand why, because they've gotten into some shows that were a lot more out there. But anyway, teach their own, you know. But I really like this show, and Tatiana Maslin, or somehow you pronounce her last name, she's a really good actress. I am really impressed with her each episode. I mean, her range is pretty good, you know. So anyway, that's it for this episode. Rather short, but I'm trying to fit this in between cooking and the kids getting home. I want to get this out before the kids get home. So anyway, thank you for listening, and I'll be back soon. Oh boy, smoke's not getting to me now. I'll be back soon with another episode. Come on, we're gonna see.